So if people can hurry and sit down for the next speaker, please. Okay, thanks for our next talk. We have Metin talking about semantically driven data management solution for IO-intensive HPC workflows.
Thank you. My name is Metin Çakırcalı. I work at the European Center for Medium Range Weather Forecasts Department, Forecasts and Services Department at ECMWF. I will talk about the semantically driven data management solution for IO intensive HPC workflows, which the work was funded by the Euro HPC project called IOC, and it is a work done by many people. So a little bit background on the ECMWF, European Center for Medium Range Weather Forecasts. It is established in 1975 by 23 member states and 12 cooperating states as an intergovernmental organization. There are three base duty stations with more than 450 people, Reading, Great Britain, in Germany, Bonn, and Bologna, Italy. So it is, ECMWF is both a research institution and 24/7 operational services, producing numerical weather predictions and other data to member states. There are two big projects that ECMWF is a key player. One is Copernicus. It's the Earth observation component of the component of the EU's space program. We provide climate information, climate change information, atmospheric composition information, and also flooding and fire danger information. The other initiative, big initiative, EU initiative, is the Destination Earth project, which is prototyping digital twins of the Earth. So the ECMWF's production workflow looks like this. There are per day 200 million observations are collected, acquisitioned, and fed into the Earth system model. And those observations and the output from the weather predictions are archived. And also, these data are used to generate products, which are 300 terabytes of data per day, which then accounts for 65 terabytes of data per day as products disseminated to around 350 destinations as to member states and other customers. So the information system is, the data is central. It provides access to data, models and workflows, and the data management is very critical for the operations. And transformation, we need transformation of data into information, insights and decisions. So semantically driven data management, we have been doing this for a long time. And managing data, it means managing data based on its meaningful logical description rather than just storing data. We also abstract the back-end technologies, we also abstract the where and how the data is stored from the users. So instead of we try to avoid we want to avoid nested folder structures or UIDs such as this home user projects, ECMWF and blah blah, or some cryptic UIDs that doesn't make much sense to the user. And instead, we want to use meaningful, scientifically meaningful data, metadata to describe the data. For example, in this case, this project is ECMWF, experiment number 42, date is 2024, parameter pressure and level. So for that, as part of the IOC project, we developed DAISY, Data Access and Storage Interface. So we provide, we index and identify data using its meaningful description. And for that also, that allows us to implement optimized algorithms to retrieve, archive and retrieve data. And this is based on the ECMWF's object store called FDB, which is also free and open source on GitHub. And this abstracts, we also abstract the storage technologies behind POSIX. We support POSIX, DAOs, Moto, and Ceph. And we provide interfaces and tools, as well as C, C and Python APIs. So the schema, the main component is the schema which describes the database, and it is a collection of rules, and each rule is a tree of attributes. In this example, I have a schema file, and inside I have two rules, and each rule is consisting of multiple parameters. For example, here project experiment date parameter level would translate to a key, project ECMWF experiment 42, and so on. The other rule is event city year, and this could translate into event FOSTEM, city is Brussels, and year is 2024. So the rules are blueprints of the database, how to construct the database, and they have three levels, and each level can have multiple attributes. And to make a rule, it has to be unique and complete to describe the data, so that we can identify data from other data. And we also need to think about the locality where data, where different data is related to each other. We would like to store them together. So each level here, we can think of the first level as directory, the second level file level, and the third level as the indexes in the file. So the locality would be increased when we go deeper in the level. The other, we can set DAISY, we can set up DAISY by the configuration file. In YAML configuration file, we can point to the schema file to find the schema file, and we can set the backend storage technology by saying file, in this case, refers to POSIX. We can also have different paths to the databases. We can have multiple databases. It's called routes, and we can set multiple behavior to individual routes. So aside from data, we also need key. And we also have query. The keys would refer to single objects, while queries can be any number of objects. In this case, key defines, identifies a single object. On the right, I have level as a list of values, 0, 1, and 3. So it means I make a query for three different data where the differences, the levels are 0, 1, and 3. So we provide multiple interfaces, command line tools, C, C++, and Python APIs, but here I present an example for Python API because it's simplest. So I need, for storing a data by a key, I need a key and data. So data can be anything. In this case, I just put a string here, but it can be a PNG file or PDF file or any other type of data. Then I make a key. User is Metin, project is IOC, date is 2023, and city is Bonn. And I pass this key and data to Daisy, and Daisy would archive it. Then the other main feature is list, searching for data in the database. I need to make a query, in this case, user Metin, project IOC, and in this case, I just want two data objects for two different dates, and I pass this query to Daisy, and it returns me the keys that I need for retrieving. And in the next example, I have the retrieve, getting a key, getting data by a key. I make a key, user is Metin, project IOC, and so on, and I pass this key to Daisy and retrieve the data. So it's very simple. So to sum it up, we describe data semantically instead of UIDs and nested directories, and we index and identify data by its meaningful semantic information, and this also allows us fast and efficient retrieve and search and archive algorithms. Also, we abstract where how data is stored from the user, and we make blueprints called rules, and we make keys to attach to the data and pass it to Daisy, and Daisy would store and manage the data using multiple different storage technologies. So more about Daisy, we published, Daisy is free and open source. We published on GitHub. We have example C API and Python API. We also provide binary packages on GitHub for C, C++, as well as Python. We also have Python packages for Linux. RPM and Debian packages are available. We also have documentation on read to docs. And that's all. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you. Do you have any questions for Metin? No? Oh, there is one. Good.
Thank you. Hey, nice presentation. I was wondering if you can specify the type of the values in your SIMO.
You mean integer?
Yeah, like that.
Yes.
To facilitate the queries.
Yes, attributes can have types. You can set integer, date, string, they can have multiple types.
Okay, thanks. Yeah.
Hi, thank you for your talk. I was interested in indexes because you mentioned that you index and identify data. Is it some standard type of indexes or you have some format on your own optimized for this tree type of data?
Yes, indexing is based on the rules. So the rules here, we have tree structure which has three levels. So it has to have three levels, which translates to directory, file, and data. And we have in-house mechanism algorithm to that indexes, that translates this tree into identifying data later.
So is it something like gene indexes?
I couldn't hear.
If this is something like gene indexes?
I'm not sure if I understand. Gene index?
Generalized inverted index, gene.
I'm not the right person, I think, because so we use the FDB, which has been developed since long time. Mm-hmm. And it's a big library. I cannot answer the question because I haven't worked with that level. Low
okay,
level.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you for the talk. I would like to know where are these keys stored, because you need to query this kind yeah. of index, and where are they stored for the user?
Yeah. So the indexes would be stored separately, but together with the data, and they would go, for example, in this case. Inside the roots, so each root would be different database, and if you would look inside the root one, output one, for example, here, you would have index keys inside as well as the data, so together.
Okay, so it's a file system or a database stored inside these two directories?
Yeah, for POSIX it would be a directory, but for object storage it would be not directory but container or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, so the way the index is stored depends of the type of the storage things
yes.
you describe here, right?
Yes, yes. Okay. But we can also have we have two different abstraction. One is indexing and we call it catalog, and we have a bulk data, so we can have indexing catalog inside POSIX directory and bulk data on a object store.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Any more questions?
Is the next speaker in the room?
Okay. Thank you again, Metin.
Thank you.